Stop three is the large oak tree on the right side of the path.
You have just entered one of Broadmoor's other major habitats. This is a mixed white pine and oak forest, one of the most common forest communities in southern New England. A large oak is close by on your right. You may have to turn and take a step or two so that you can reach out and touch its furrowed trunk. Feel the rubbery lichens and soft mosses that grow on the bark. Look upward and try to get a sense of the forest. Have the oaks and other broadleaf trees formed their dense leafy canopy overhead yet? Do you sense warmth and dappled light? Or are you walking in darker, shaded woods? The forest responds to spring more slowly than the field. Red maple trees are one of the first harbingers of spring. As days lengthen and light strengthens, the tips of red maple twigs turn red, creating a reddish haze on the treetops by early March. The buds swell like miniature red cherries until they burst into flower by the end of the month. In April breezes, the male catkins of birches and willows send forth wind-borne pollen. By the first week of May, most of the deciduous trees have leafed out, followed by the oaks a week later. Tender lime green when they unfurl, the new leaves contrast with the dark waxy needles of the pines until they mature into a thick emerald green canopy of the forest in June and summer. A word of caution before you walk through the forest. Poison ivy is quite common at the edge. Poison ivy has three shiny green leaves, but they might be maroon when they first emerge in spring. Sometimes the leaves have a thumb-like lobe. The stems are always smooth with no thorns or prickles, and the berries are greenish-white. Poison ivy grows as a low plant, a small shrub, or a climbing vine. The vines are hairy, with aerial roots, and can give you a rash even if they have no leaves.
Stop 4 is a hairpin bend in the trail 115 feet from the large oak. As you walk, follow the upward sloping embankment or hillside along the right side of the trail. You'll go straight for a little over 100 feet, then you will turn sharply to follow the curve of the embankment and trail. Stop where the embankment ends, just around the bend. This is stop 4. Enter 4 to continue. If you hang up, be sure to call us back first.